Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to your Morning Boost. I'm so glad you're joining us for another productive day. Today, we're focusing on a group of invaluable educators often overlooked in traditional professional development structures, and that is our specials teachers. We'll explore practical and inclusive strategies to ensure your PE, music, art, and other specialized educators are fully integrated into building-wide professional development, even when they don't have a specific PLC to join. Get ready to discover how to leverage their unique perspectives and expertise for the benefit of your entire school community.
Feeling the pressure of school leadership? Ready to make a real impact? Then listen to Control Shift Lead, the podcast designed exclusively for all school leaders. This partnership between AWB Education and Inspired Edification will bring you three powerful takeaways in every episode. Something you can control in your work, something that will shift your thinking or practice, and something concrete to help you lead your school or district. Get practical strategies and fresh perspectives to empower your leadership journey. New episodes drop on the first of every month. Search for Control Shift Lead on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today.
Now let's delve into effective ways to include these specials teachers in our building professional development, recognizing their unique roles and contributions. One key approach is to create interdisciplinary professional learning communities or affinity groups that cross traditional subject boundaries. Instead of only forming PLCs based solely on core subjects, consider grouping teachers with other educators who share common instructional goals, such as fostering creativity, promoting critical thinking, or integrating technology. For instance, an art teacher, a science teacher, and a technology specialist might form a PLC focused on project-based learning. Another strategy here is to designate specific PD sessions that are universally applicable to all staff, regardless of their subject area. Topics like classroom management strategies, positive behavior intervention and supports, or cultural responsiveness, these are all relevant to every educator in our buildings. When we introduce a new school-wide initiative, ensure that the training and follow-up support are designated to be relevant and accessible to all teachers, perhaps even including specific examples to the unique classroom environments that our specialist teachers have every day. Furthermore, empower specials teachers to lead professional development sessions on topics where they possess expertise. They often bring a wealth of knowledge in areas like creative problem solving, performance-based assessment, or kinesthetic learning, which all of these can be increasingly beneficial for core subject teachers. Imagine your music teacher leading a session on how rhythm and timing can improve reading fluency, or your PE teacher demonstrating active learning strategies that can be adapted for any classroom. As research from Learning Forward emphasizes, effective professional learning is sustained, job-embedded, and collaborative, and this applies equally to all educators. Another valuable area is to schedule dedicated time for specials teachers to collaborate horizontally across grade levels within their own departments. While they may not have a PLC with core teachers, they can certainly benefit from discussing curriculum alignment, assessment strategies, and student progress with their colleagues in the same subject area, even if they teach different grade levels. Finally, ensure that communication about PD opportunities is inclusive and timely. Reaching all specials teachers directly. Don't assume that information shared through core subject teams will just automatically filter down to them. A principal once shared a story about how, after realizing their specials teachers felt disconnected from PD, they started holding a brief bi-weekly specialist connect meeting. This dedicated time allowed for shared learning, problem solving, and a stronger sense of belonging for these vital educators. Okay, so to recap, effectively integrating our specials teachers into building PD involves creating interdisciplinary PLCs, designing universally applicable PD, empowering them to lead sessions, facilitating horizontal collaboration within their departments, and ensuring inclusive communication. By taking these steps, we not only provide valuable professional growth opportunities for these dedicated educators, but we also enrich the entire school community. We are going to leverage their unique talents and perspectives to move all of us forward. Every teacher, regardless of their subject, plays a vital role in student success. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate your support every day, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.